In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It certainly is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So this morning, as I was getting ready for our sermon today, I began to think about something that people used to tell me when I was a little bit younger. It was a piece of advice they would give to me every time I might go somewhere where I may not know a lot of people or it might be a new place. They would just tell me to be myself. They would always say, don't worry, just be yourself. I think we all know there are times in our lives where we go into a new situation and we might try and act like someone that we believe people want us to be. But the reality is we are just to be ourselves. And I actually think that's pretty good advice. It's advice that I've given to my children in the past as well. But it's interesting. If we paid attention to this morning's gospel reading, it seems like our Lord is telling us to do something a little bit different. Today, it seems that our Lord is actually telling us not to be ourselves, right? Instead, he is saying to deny who you are, to deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow me. But haven't we been told to be ourselves? Yes, we have been. And I think what Christ wants us to be is he wants us to be our authentic selves. He wants us to be the real you and the real me. The you and me that God created us to be is actually something that is hardly ever seen. Our authentic self is actually hidden. It is hidden under the mistakes we've made in the past. It's hidden under all the regret that we might have as well. The real you and me is not what people actually see. That is why our Lord today is telling us to take up our crosses. He says to deny yourself, to deny that me and follow him. It is in denying that self and following that the real person who we really are, who we were created to be, it is that person who becomes visible. Today on this Sunday after the cross, again, we are being told to deny ourselves. We are doing this in order that we are able to become what we are actually called to be. Today, let us look at this idea of growing, of changing, of becoming what we are meant to be by losing who we are today. So this morning's reading comes to us the Gospel according to St. Mark. It's actually in this 8th chapter. And just before the dialogue that we have this morning, just before our Lord tells them what they need to do, he has another dialogue with the disciples. He's asking them a question. He says to them, who do people say that I am? And all of a sudden, he gets a few answers. Some of the disciples say, well, some people say that you are Elijah. And then they said, well, other people say that you are one of the prophets from old. And then Peter, the leader, stands up and then he asks them, well, who do you say that I am? And that's when Peter stands up and he says, well, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And our Lord says to him, you have answered correctly. And then he begins to tell them a little bit about what that means. He begins to tell them a little bit about what it actually means to be the Messiah. He tells them that as the Messiah, he is going to die for them. He is going to climb up on a cross, and then he will resurrect again. But of course, the disciples didn't really like that too much. So Peter pulls aside the Lord, and he rebukes him. And then the Lord rebukes Peter. And then we hear the dialogue that we heard today. And then we hear what it really means to be a follower of Christ, what it really means to follow him. And what the Lord is basically telling them is that we have to follow his example. And that example is to deny ourselves. That example is to lose the person who we are now. And this is not something that is the logic of the kingdom or the world that we currently live in. This goes against a world that tells us not to deny ourselves, a world that says, do whatever feels right to you. This goes against a world that actually says, try and get as much stuff as you can possibly get. But the kingdom that we are trying to be a part of, the kingdom that we most want inside of us, is asking us to do something a little bit different. And I thought about this, and as I thought about this, I thought about different times in our lives that we might deny ourselves. And I thought about times where I may have seen this within our own beloved community, times where our true selves actually begin to shine. And I thought about two different times. The first is during Christmas. It's amazing to me, each year I get a call from some people that have families that they know that need a little bit of help during Christmas, and then we end up adopting some of these families. And that always starts out kind of small. We start out with about three families, and those families get taken up by you, the parishioners here. And then we go to six families, and those families are gone as well. Then we go to 12, then we go to 15, and so on and so on. And if I were to ask you how it feels to do that, you would tell me that it feels pretty good. It feels good to go against the logic of a world that tells us to hold on to what you have. It feels good to give away what we have. Why? Because in that moment, in those actions, the real you is that which is shining. The person who God created us to be, a person who is selfless, not selfish, a person who looks to help the others. And all of these things are exactly what Christ did. And this is what he calls all of us to do as well. And the other way that I see this is something that we just did as a community last week, where all of you offered yourselves to help one another. And I'm talking about our festival. The festival is a time that you put your desires aside to help. It was tough, and yes, it was exhausting. But in the end, I think we were all pretty happy when it was over. Well, why? Because you know, not just because it was over, but you know that you did something good. You know that you helped this parish. And you know that you not only helped this parish, but you made those people who came to our grounds just a little bit happier as well. Did we make money? Oh yeah, we certainly did make money. And in the coming weeks, you're going to hear all about that. But we also did some other things as well. We also welcomed those who came to our grounds. You welcomed them with love, and you welcomed them with a wonderful smile. I mentioned to the young at heart on Thursday that what we offered was philoxenia. You became friends of the strangers, but we did that in order that they would no longer be strangers. I asked the young at heart if they remember some of the faces that come every year, and they raised their hands and they said, absolutely. And I bet all of you can say the exact same thing. It felt good because you offered yourselves to do something good. You picked up your cross and you took your tired feet and you continued to follow. My friends and my family in Christ, today we are being told to deny ourselves in order that our authentic self will be that which is seen. Today our Lord asks us to pick up our crosses and to be changed by him, to follow him and to allow the real you, the person who you were created to be, to shine. We know what to do, and with Christ's help, we can certainly continue to pick up our crosses. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.